Good morning. My guest this morning is John Gonzalez. He's with Songwriters in the Round at the Hop Monk Tavern. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what do you do? What is your program like?
This program is kind of in the same breadth as, if you recall, like MTV Unplugged back in the late 80s and early 90s, the real quiet crowd lights on a solo entertainer. However, for the Songwriters in the Round, you put four entertainers on the stage at the Hop Monk Tavern in the Abbey, which is a really nice, intimate setting.
Yeah.
You can just roll the chairs out in the Abbey and just sit there, and the sound's wonderful. They put a new sound system in about a month or two ago. And so it's you get to see four songwriters, and usually they contrast each other, so it's not just an all folk style or whatever. You know, people bring their different styles. A lot of them play in bands, so this is a chance for them to showcase their music in a more naked, acoustic, fashion, without drums or bass, but just real. And most of all, the crowd is amazing because they stay quiet, and it's a really listening room. Where you can really hear the words, and you don't hear the drone of people talking and laughing on, like, on a weekend crowd night. It's a real quiet, and therefore you get the music, which is wonderful, even more so, and it becomes a real just intimate, emotional music, you know, songwriting experience.
So you're done with your 2016 series.
This is the last one coming up on Thursday night. And then in January, they become the third Wednesdays. We're moving it to Wednesdays to Hump
the
Night.
Third Wednesdays. Do you have anything lined up for next?
We do. And if you're familiar with one of the more popular bands around that have done really well, they tour the nation quite a bit, the Brothers Comatose. It's the lead singer, Ben Morrison, who does most of their songwriting. He'll be with us on Wednesday, January 18th. They start at 7:30, and the doors open at 7, and they're $8, so... it's a relatively affordable weeknight experience.
Right,
And, you know, there's usually not a whole lot going on other than open mics on, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. So this being on a Wednesday night now, it's kind of hopefully will become the thing to do.
Have you had good crowds this year?
We've had some really good crowds. And ultimately it depends on the ability for the songwriters to promote also the reach and let people know. Because it's still a relatively new experience. It's 2 years old now. And it's really starting to catch on, and we have never had to repeat entertainer or songwriters yet. So,
wow.
And this started back in 2014, September. So we've done it once a month since. And as much talent as there is in this area, it gets to be showcased without having, you know, there's some big names that have come through here that I could have booked, you know, three or four times since then. But we're just waiting to as we might say, ring the towel of the talent of songwriting in Sonoma County around here. So,
well, it must not be too hard to fill Hop Monk. I mean, Hop Monk is such a popular place.
Right, it is. It is. And there's been some really nice, wonderful crowds there. And still, even amongst the 70, 80 people there in that room, it's a quiet atmosphere. They're really respectful, and it's... And you can still feel the energy of the people and the songwriting going on.
So do you tend do you tend to gravitate to local talent? Is that
sort of
the theme?
Yeah, it's 98% local talent. Sometimes we'll get someone from Sacramento or the South Bay. Yeah, it's virtually the Sonoma County songwriters, young and old, men and women, just bringing various instruments.
What's the best way for people to stay in touch, to find out what's going to happen?
Really, the best way is through the hopmonk.com, Hop Monk Tavern. You click on Sebastopol, and it's updated quite often. So you can see right now who's playing in January.
Great.
Not yet February, but this show has been booked. We're booking right now for like August and September of 2017.
You guys are
busy.
And
really what it comes down is we're just picking the blooming flowers of the songwriters around here. We have so many tremendous songwriters. We are spoiled here in this area. I've lived in other places that were not here, and it was not quite the same. This place is just amazingly abundant with songwriters, so it's great.
John, thanks very much for talking to us.
Let's tell people
once again that the best way to find out about Songwriters in the Round at the Hop Monk Tavern is to go to hopmonk.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti, NKRCB, for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.